Range Dogs. And the Atlas City Band with my theme song from years ago. Entitled Moya Dekla. And when we figure out what Moya Dekla means in Yugoslavian, it actually means, what do you mean you lost your dog? I'm here for Dave Lee. I got to mention his name every 5 minutes. Lee left me the word. Morgan Mundane with me, the world's greatest prognosticator. You can get rid of that theme now, please, Dave. Well, Morg.
Yes, I'm here.
Come on over on the mic.
Now, right a city in the corner.
Come over on the microphone.
All right, already, right away. Don't get your pants in a bundle. What's up?
I've got a thing for you. Linda Tripp, Morg.
Yes.
She's now seeking donations to help pay her legal bills. You remember Linda Tripp? She's the one that blew the whistle on Clinton and his little girlfriend.
I remember, yes. Linda Tripp is now seeking donations to help pay her legal bills.
That's right.
Linda, you're listening. You'll recognize my check. It's the one that's dated when hell freezes over.
Quick health tip.
So it's 8:15. It's 63 degrees here at WCCO. 63. That's easy to remember. Years ago, back in the 60s, KDWB AM was a hot station. And they did their breaks that way. They were 6:30 on the dial, and they got a deep voice guy to come in. 63. That's easy to remember. That thing was so good, I've never forgotten it. Have you, Lunch?
In the halcyon days, yeah. Channel 63.
Yeah, in the halcyon days of radio. So, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Gather around, and we're going to do a little number here. Morg?
I'm ready. What is it?
Bedtime story.
No, it's not a bedtime story. Actually, this tuna fish sandwich walked into Hurley's Hanging Gardens last night. And the tuna fish sandwich says, "Bartender, I'd like a scotch and water." And the bartender said, "Sorry, we don't serve food."
On sale now with a special low price.
It is a cannon mess. I'm sitting here for Dave Lee with my gang, Backlash LaRue and Morgan Mundane. And Ma Linger, anything happening with you, Ma, in the love scene?
Well, I'm still going with the Romanian.
He's a weightlifter.
I met him, yes. We lift weights together, among other things.
Yeah, fine. So here I am, Ma.
Yes, here you are, bon vivant, rock on tour, and the featured guest on America's Least Wanted Name.
Yeah. I'm kind of going back in time.
No,
again.
No, don't do that.
I can't do that.
Your mother Mary in heaven would get mad.
This used to happen on my afternoon show where I just lose it and all of a sudden I go back in time.
Yes.
You remember that?
The Twilight Zone.
Yeah, the Twilight Zone was coming out. Hi, gang, this is Cannon. I'm on KGO in San Francisco. It's 1958. Johnny Mathis, a high jumper, young 18-year-old, is going to be on a show. This kid is going to be the biggest thing in pop music. You remember that, Morgan?
Yeah, it was sick. Then he'd come to, and his mother'd call the station, his mother Mary, and she'd say, "Tell him to stop that."
My mother actually got sick to her stomach when I did it.
She called me and told you to stop it.
Yeah, you know what it was? I think she used to say there was a lot of insanity on the Cannon side of the family. And she said, "People, my girlfriend's Billie Jean told me that, why does Steve do that? You know, it just makes me sick when he does it because there's so much insanity these days." And my mother would say, "Yes," on the Cannon side of the family. And, so she'd called here. I finally told Myla, who was a wonderful person who was on the switchboard at that time, if my mother calls, do not put her through to me. One day, if I got time for this day, it was about 45 below on the wind chill, all right? And it was probably about 22 below when I had to get in here at 3 o'clock. So I went out, and I had a free car to drive from Cadillac. And hold on now, Lynch. Just hold on. And it was one of these, the biggest car, the Brougham. It got to like 5-6 miles to the gallon, but it was a great-looking car. Didn't have a carburetor. It was the first year they came out with fuel injection. I'd never started that car in below-zero weather, so I went out, and I pressed the accelerator all the way down to the floor, like you do with a carburetor, let up on it, and then I turned the key, and nothing happened. I couldn't start it. I thought I had flooded it, so I kept doing that. Sticking that, holding the carburetor, you hold the gas pedal down all the way to the floor, turn the key, it opens the choke, it gets rid of the gasoline that's flooding it. And that didn't work. So finally, I called Lunch up. I said, come on over. I wore the battery down. Lunch came over with his Maverick, his Ford Maverick. Remember?
73 Maverick.
73 Maverick.
Yes.
And we jumped it. We couldn't start it.
No.
By this time, I was insane. And I had to get to work. So I had a Volkswagen, a 71 Volkswagen, sitting there. Hadn't started it in 2 months.
The summer car.
The summer car. Went over, turned the key, clip. This $1,750 car just started right like that. So I come to work, and I do the commercial for Cadillac. And I'm still steaming. And I said, I want you to buy any Cadillac, because they're great cars. But don't buy this Brougham, because it's the first year they've used this fuel injection, and you can't start them in this weather.
And then?
And then, about an hour later, Wally Wilbur, who was the salesman on the account, he comes in, Steve-O, I just heard from Cadillac. Do you want the good news or the bad news first? I said, give me the bad news first. He said, you will never, ever get a free Cadillac to drive again in your lifetime. And I said, what's the good news? He said, they're not canceling their commercials because you still can sell for them. So that was the end of it.
That was it.
So my mother calls up and she said, she got through to me, and she said, why would you insult Cadillac? Now they're taking that car away from you. I called your brother Donald and told him all about it. You're just stupid, and she hung up on me. About 5 minutes later, I get a call from my brother Don in Seattle, and I answered in the studio because we got the news on. I go, hello, this is Cannon. He said, this is your brother Donald. You live by the mouth, you die by the mouth, and he hung up. Oh, first he said, do you know what it costs to rent one of those caddies for by the month? It's over $1,000. You live by the mouth. So you gave up $12,000 if you had that car for a whole year. You live by the mouth, you die by the mouth, and he hung up. Remember that?
But the Volkswagen started, though.
Yes, it did. Let's do this. Cannon Mess, CCO.
59, Mora, Minnesota. 57, Reamer, Minnesota right now.
Yeah.
Is 58 degrees. Didn't you have a girlfriend in Reamer once?
Oh, yeah, that's another story. I can't tell it on the radio.
Ooh, Twin Cities now currently southeast winds at 363. Weather brought to you by Dave Lee's Country Hearthbread.
And it's 823 here at CCO, Dave Lee's Show. This is Cannon at 825, 63 degrees. I told a little story about how I lost a free car from Cadillac back in the 1980s, because when they first came out with fuel injection, I didn't realize that you could flood it if you treated it like a carburetor. So I don't want to infer that Cadillac doesn't make great cars, because they do, and their fuel injection is nothing to worry about now. It's very common. I had something else. I did a morning show 30 years ago. This is the first time I've done a morning show since then, when I was on the Boulevard of Broken Hearts over on University Avenue. And I used to do a number in the morning. We've had requests for it. I'd get on the air and I'd say, come on, hon, move the body. It's time for your morning ablution. So out of bed, into the bathroom for your morning ablution. I also used to do the uniform of the day. And I'd kind of suggest what women should wear. It was kind of a popular thing. It probably would be considered sexist if I did it now, Mike Lunch.
That never stopped you before.
No, but I've got a wife. I've got a daughter. I've got a daughter-in-law and two grandchildren who are feminine. I can't be doing any of that stuff.
You have to go home to them.
That's right. And but the morning ablution thing, I came over here to CCO. And the first morning I did it here, come on, hon, I just did it for a while. Move the bot, it's time for you to go into the bathroom for your morning ablution.
Right.
General manager came in to me later, he says, Cannon, you can't use dirty words like that on the radio. I swear to you, I said, what? Which one was it? He says, this morning ablution jazz. I said to him, my friend, ablution, that's to wash yourself, to look, clean up.
Here's the dictionary.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go to CBS right now. And come on in here, Ron Amadon.
Good morning. Toys R Us has posted a second quarter loss.
AC/DC on Cannon in a Highway to Hell. Hope the traffic hasn't been too hard on you. Today, as you wend your way into work, or away from work, or wherever, it is 22 minutes to 9, Dave Lee Show. We'll be here till 9, and then Tim and Patty start their new show right here on The Evil Neighbor. I got some flowers today, lunch.
You did?
Yep, from the Buttery. It used to be a place I'd go in for a little bumperoonie from time to time in St. Paul. Nice people. Nice flowers, Mom.
Oh, they're lovely. They're very nice.
You and I ought to stop out there with the gang afterwards.
Maybe.
Yes.
You ever watch Boston Public?
Sometimes.
One of my favorite shows. I think it's terrific. It's on Fox. It's on tonight, but they're doing reruns. Monday Night Football tonight. The Broncos and the Packers. What do you think, Mark?
I never pick exhibition games, but these two clubs have had a great history of playing wonderful games. Of course, they met in the Super Bowl a few years back, and Denver upset Green Bay.
Okie doko. Had some other things I want to do here. Oh, one of America's greatest poets was Walt Whitman. Familiar with him, Mark?
No, I never read no poetry.
Wrong guy to ask. Backlash? Oh, of course. He was wonderful. He wrote Leaves of Grass, remember? That's right. Walt Whitman has a birth anniversary. He's born in 1819. This great American poet wrote Leaves of Grass, which was made even more famous when Robert Downey Jr. tried to smoke them. That's right.
WCCO traffic and weather together on the 8th.
It's 18 in front of 9. Still 63 degrees, Mike?
Yes, sir.
It is Cannon here for Dave Lee, and I've got Sid Hartman with us. Sid?
Yes, sir.
My boy, I wonder about these exhibition games in the NFL. Baltimore, the Super Bowl champ, loses their best running back for the season. Tampa Bay was hurt. They've lost center Jeff Christie, former Viking. He'd be out for about 5 weeks because of a sprained left knee. It takes such a chance, you know, using, and the fellow over at Baltimore got hurt in practice when somebody fell on his leg when they weren't even hitting. Now Christie is out.
They also lost Searcy, their left tackle.
Yes.
Baltimore did.
So,
that center will hurt them a great deal. Christie's one of the great centers in the game, but they've been doing it for 100 years, so they'll keep on doing it. They don't play those regulars very long, you know.
Well, they got to make the money, as the way the management feels.
Well, you know, I bought some tickets the other day for the Vikings for a friend of mine. $83 is a Viking high-priced ticket.
And that's for these exhibition games also, right?
Yes, sir. You pay the same price for the exhibition games that you pay for the regular league games. So if you buy a season ticket, $75 a game, $750 for every season ticket, and that's $1,500 for two tickets. So I don't know. You keep on raising the prices, and Mr. McCombs keeps on saying he's losing money. How can you lose money with those kind of prices?
Let's go talk a little bit about the Vikings football team now. Culpepper seems to assume the mantle as leader on this team. Chris Carter, it seems, was formerly the leader. I got to say, it's Culpepper now, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he's a great quarterback. He's the best quarterback in the game.
But also, I mean, he's just kind of taking charge of the team, you know?
Yeah, he takes charge. Carter's there, too. It's amazing, you know. They can say all they want about the Viking draft choices. When you get two guys like Moss and Culpepper in successive years, they've never had such success.
What do you think about Moss? Excuse me for interrupting you, Sid. If you were in front of me, I wouldn't do that, but I can't tell when you're going to stop. But what about Moss going down to San Antonio for that exhibition against New Orleans to say, boy, I really love it here. It's fun in their dome, and we ought to move here. Better climate. Boy, why shouldn't somebody say something to him? If he feels that way, keep it to himself. He's getting $18 million up front to play for this club. Money in the bank.
Well, he's trying to butter it up to Red McCombs, I suppose. Oof. And he shouldn't have said it. And it's got a lot of a negative reaction. And it didn't help any with a lot of people. Like on our Sunday show yesterday, we had a couple guys call in scream about that.
And I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either. He should never have said that stuff.
He fumbled a couple of passes in the game against
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, against Pittsburgh. Yeah, also made one great catch. So I don't know how he did it, but he did it.
He's human, but he's the best receiver that ever played the game. Without a doubt. And that came to me, not my opinion, but there are several scouts in that press box on Thursday night, and they just look at him and his speed and his quickness and his athletic ability. Tony Peterson, who's the cohort coordinator at University of Minnesota, Coach Moss in college at Marshall, he says the first day he reported, he ran a 4.340, and he says, the coach says, oh, no, our watch is wrong. They ran it two more times, 4.340. Lou Holtz told me that in all of the years he's been reviewing high school films, Moss was the greatest player he's ever seen on film. So the guy must have something going.
Talking about Lou Holtz, I always considered him, in my opinion, the finest offensive coach in college ever. And he had a great year. So how do you, one guy like him can turn a South Carolina didn't win a game before he came there.
You're right.
And then last season he was a contender.
Last year he beat Ohio State in the bowl game. It cost John Cooper his job. And they tell me this year he's got a chance to win the Southeastern Conference Championship. And I'll tell you what, he's one of the great coaches of all time. So,
you bet. I agree.
Without a doubt. If he'd have stayed here, I'll tell you what, if they wouldn't have screwed the deal up here, Mr. Keller and the sort of other people, this school would have been in 3-4 Rose Bowls.
I agree with that. Yeah, he could recruit. He had good people around him, too.
He could do everything.
Yep. And
no better coach than him.
However, he was a handful. I remember one time when they were about to play Ohio State, and I was over watching practice, and then the trainer came over, and he said that Ricky Foggy wouldn't be ready because of the ankle. Yeah. And I'll tell you, Lou said, what are you saying? Don't tell me that he isn't going to be ready. He's going to be ready, and he's going to play against Ohio State, and that's it. And he did play, but, I mean, he gave that trainer a bad time. But I had some lunches with him, a very funny guy, too. But I think he's a handful to deal with, isn't he, Sid?
No, I get along great.
No, I don't mean you, but I mean, you know, the
Well, I don't know. He's a winner. So every place he's been, he's turned the program around. The program here was as bad as ever could be, and look what he did here.
We've got a baseball game tonight, Sid. Toronto's in here. As Al Shaver and all those Canadians always pronounce it, Toronto.
Yeah?
Oh, I miss Al. I tell you, what a great friend, and I had so much fun for about 8 years doing...
you and him did the color. You were as good as there ever was.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Just
a
lot of
combination,
fun.
You and Mr. Shaver.
Shaver's the greatest hockey announcer since Foster Hewitt, who set all, you know, just set it up for everybody else when he did Toronto years ago.
Yeah, Mr. Shaver was a wonderful man and a wonderful announcer, and thanks to the Metropolitan Sports Commission, we should have never lost the Guns, and we should have never lost Mr. Green either. So,
no, you know, Green, I just want to say something about Mr. Green. He took a lot of heat from the media for moving. The guy had to move. You know, he had a lot of business deals that were going bad up in Canada because of the recession at that time. He had to move the club. He brought him down to Dallas. I was one who said, those Texans won't turn out. They turned out. They love the club, but he doesn't own it anymore, and he couldn't reap the benefits.
You're right.
Well, Sid, it was great talking to you again.
Talking to you, Puzz.
I'll be back tomorrow. I've decided I'm doing this day-to-day to see if I can hold up.
All right, sir.
So I'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Bye.
That's Sidney Hartman, the Oracle on CCO, the Dave Lee Show. It's 10 minutes to 9 at 63 degrees here at WCCO.
All right, in the Twin Cities right now, 63 degrees, skies are sunny, a warm and wonderful day in CCO, kind of like you are, Maulinger. 63.
Thank you, Mike.
Oh, anytime. 82 today for a high. You still look good in a bikini, I understand.
Well, not really.
Well?
My legs are still fair. The last thing to go for an old lady.
The wheels.
My wheels.
82 for a high. Southeast winds at 10 to 15 tonight. Clear to partly cloudy down to 60 tomorrow. Looks like a little sun in the morning, but showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening. High of 78 degrees. I don't think they're going to be that rough, but there'll be some rain around. Wednesday through Friday, highs in the 80s. Right now, Montevideo, 59 and sunny. Pine River, sunny in 57. 53 and sunny in Pitt, Minnesota, outside of Grun's Lumberyard. In the Twin Cities, 63 degrees right now on WCCO. Weather brought to you by Dana's Summer Clearance Sale.
WCCO.
Yes, sir. It is Cannon here for Dave Lee. Waiting moments of this epic show, the Cannon Mess Redux. I think I'm mispronouncing that. I'll have to get somebody in here that knows French.
Retread.
Retread,
yes.
That's what this show is.
Yeah, retread.
On a more serious note, there's more death in the Mideast today. More gun battles, helicopter raids, grenade attacks. Israeli troops shot dead two Palestinians Sunday, including a 13-year-old boy. While Jewish settlements came under repeated mortar fire. Three more Palestinians were killed during a clash last night in the southern Gaza Strip under disputed circumstances. The Palestinians claim that an activist on their side, Samir Abu Zaid, his son and daughter were killed when a rocket hit their home during exchange of fire. However, the Israeli military insisted its troops used only small weapons, put quotation marks around small weapons. So it goes on and on, the killing. There are people in this country and around the world who feel the United States has got to exert more pressure on Israel and the Palestinians to end the carnage. So at 7 before 9, CCO Radio, I just want to mention that Elizabeth Freeman, who's a really good friend of mine, is in Rochester, Minnesota. And I've got a lot of prayers for this lady, good friend of mine, especially for Wednesday. It is 7 before 9 o'clock here, and I want to do a commercial. I love doing commercials. I love getting the money. Let's do it right now on CCO. It's been a Cannon Mess for Dave Lee. I'm going to sign off now, make room for Patty and Tim with their new show here at CCO. Thanks for listening. It's been a blast. I'm going to have breakfast and then see if I can get up enough energy to come in tomorrow. The good Lord willing, I got the money.